Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and here Maseches Chulin Daf Chav Beis. The first parak Kol Shoychetin. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Kasher Batorim Pasul B'nei Yonah. What's acceptable as a carbon regarding turtle doves is not acceptable regarding pigeons and vice versa. Tchilas HaTzihub, the beginning of yellowing, an intermediate stage of both types of birds, is pasul. A Bryce explains that Torin must be gedolim, they must be mature, whereas B'nei Yonah must be katanim, young. But young Torin and mature B'nei Yonah are invalid. Another Bryce explains that although one might have thought that young Torim should be valid based on the Kavachomer from B'nei Yonah, or mature B'nei Yonah should be valid based on the Kavachomer from Torim, the Psukim indicate to us that each type is specific, and Rav explains, Lishtamit krab lichtov, no pasuk slips away from the standard usage, and writes, min B'nei HaTorim or min HaYonah, from young turtle doves or from pigeons. The Torah always writes, B'nei Yonah, young pigeons. Although Torim might have allowed for both young and mature turtle doves, we compare Torim to B'nei Yonah. Just as only young B'nei Yonah are valid, so too only mature Torim are valid. Point number two, Bryce darshans min HaTorim from the turtle doves and min B'nei HaYonah from the pigeons to exclude the intermediate stage of Tchilas HaTzihuv, beginning of yellowing, when the bird develops yellow feathers around its neck, which is invalid for both types of birds. Meimasai HaTorim K'sherim, from when are turtle doves valid as korbanas, Mishayazivu, from when they turn gold and have completed the intermediate stage. B'nei Yonah become invalid, too old, Mishiyah Tzivu, from when they turn yellow, thus reaching the intermediate stage. Yaakov Karcha taught a Bryce, which defines the earliest stage from when B'nei Yonah are valid as Mishiyahu. He explained this refers to the pasuk Efrochav Yahu Dam, its young chicks swallow blood. Abba identifies this stage from when one pulls a feather from it and it bleeds. And point number three, Bezerra asks, if one vowed to bring an Ola, either from Torim or B'nei Yonah, whichever he chooses, and he brought both types of birds when they were in the stage of Tchilas HaTzihuv, the beginning of yellowing, what is the halacha? Sveika Haviv Nafik, is such a bird normally disqualified because it's of doubtful status, whether it's considered young or mature, and in this case he's Yotze, since he brought both types, ensuring that whichever status it is, one olo is valid, or Dima Biri Haviv Lonafik, or perhaps it's disqualified because it's an independent entity, neither young nor mature, and he was not Yotze in this case because both birds are disqualified. Rava suggests a proof from the Brisa which darshans mean to disqualify Torim or B'nei Yonah from being used during Tchilas HaTzihuv. If this stage is considered a beria, it's understood why the pasuk would be needed to disqualify it. But if it's a suffix, Itzrich Rau Gemutei Sveika, is a pasuk needed to exclude a matter of doubt? But there's no suffix before Hashem as to its status. The Gemara answers the pasuk is actually darshaned to teach something else entirely, and the Brisa brought this pasuk as a mere smachta. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Kasher B'torim Pasul B'nei Yonah. What's acceptable as a carbon regarding turtle doves is not acceptable regarding pigeons and vice versa. Tchilas HaTzihuv, the beginning of yellowing, an intermediate stage of both types of birds, is Pasul. A Bryce explains that Torim must be gedolim, they must be mature, whereas B'nei Yonah must be katanim, young. But young Torim and mature B'nei Yonah are invalid. Another Bryce explains that although one might have thought that young Torim should be valid based on the Kavachomer from B'nei Yonah, or mature B'nei Yonah should be valid based on the Kavachomer from Torim, the Psukim indicate to us that each type is specific, and Rav explains, Lishtamit krab lichtov, no pasuk slips away from the standard usage, and writes, min B'nei HaTorim or min HaYonah, from young turtle doves or from pigeons. The Torah always writes, B'nei Yonah, young pigeons. Although Torim might have allowed for both young and mature turtle doves, we compare Torim to B'nei Yonah. Just as only young B'nei Yonah are valid, so too only mature Torim are valid. Point number two, Bryce darshans min HaTorim from the turtle doves and min B'nei HaYonah from the pigeons to exclude the intermediate stage of Tchilas HaTzihuv, beginning of yellowing, when the bird develops yellow feathers around its neck, which is invalid for both types of birds. Meimasai HaTorim K'sherim, from when are turtle doves valid as korbanas, Mishayazivu, from when they turn gold and have completed the intermediate stage. B'nei Yonah become invalid, too old, Mishiyah Tzivu, from when they turn yellow, thus reaching the intermediate stage. Yaakov Karcha taught a Bryce, which defines the earliest stage from when B'nei Yonah are valid as Mishiyahu. He explained this refers to the pasuk Efrochav Yahu Dam, its young chicks swallow blood. Abba identifies this stage from when one pulls a feather from it and it bleeds. And point number three, Bezerra asks, if one vowed to bring an ola, either from Torim or Bnei Yonah, whichever he chooses, and he brought both types of birds when they were in the stage of Tchilas Hatzihuv, the beginning of yowling, what is the halacha? Sveka Haviv Nafik, is such a bird normally disqualified because it's of doubtful status, whether it's considered young or mature, and in this case, he's Yotze, since he brought both types, ensuring that whichever status it is, one ola is valid, or Dima Biri Haviv Nafik. Or perhaps it's disqualified because it's an independent entity, neither young nor mature, and he was not Yotze in this case, because both birds are disqualified. Rava suggests a proof from the Braisa which darshans mean to disqualify Torim or Bnei Yonah from being used during Tchilas Hatzihuv. If this stage is considered a beria, it's understood why the pasuk would be needed to disqualify it. But if it's a suffix, Itzrich Rav Gemute Sveika, is a pasuk needed to exclude a matter of doubt? But there's no suffix before Hashem as to its status. The Gemara answers the pasuk is actually darshan to teach something else entirely, and the Braisa brought this pasuk as a mira smachta. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chabeis, and our standard siman is a cab. A cab, so here goes. The cab that picked up the young turtle dove and the old pigeon when they were told they were pasul for a carbon. After dropping off a turtle dove with golden feathers and a pigeon that was bleeding from a pulled feather, which were valid, was from Tchilas Hatzihuv cab services and driven by a bird that proudly introduced itself as a beria and not a suffix. Once again, slow motion. The cab, that must be on Daf. Chabez. The cab that picked up the young turtle dove and the old pigeon when they were told they were possible for a carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kashi b'torim possible b'nei yonah. What's acceptable as a carbon regarding torim is not acceptable regarding b'nei yonah and vice versa. Tchilas Hatzihuv, the beginning of yowling, an intermediate stage of both types of birds, is possible. Abraisa explains that torim must be gedoim, mature, whereas b'nei yonah must be katanim, young. But young torim and mature b'nei yonah are invalid. So the cab that picked up the young turtle dove and the old pigeon, when they were told they were pasul for carbon, after dropping off a turtle dove with golden feathers and a pigeon that was bleeding from a pulled feather, which were valid, which reminds us, the Gemara defines from when Torim and Bnei Yonah are valid. Turtle doves are valid as karbanas from when they turn gold and have completed the intermediate stage. Bnei Yonah become valid from when one pulls a feather from it and it bleeds. So the cab that picked up the young turtle dove and the old pigeon when they were told they were pasul for carbon, after dropping off a turtle dove with golden feathers and a pigeon that was bleeding from a pulled feather, which were valid, was from Tchilas Hatzihuv cab services and driven by a bird that proudly introduced itself as a beria and not a suffix, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asks, if one vowed to bring an ola either from Torim or Bnei Yonah, whichever he chooses, and he brought both types of birds when they were in the stage of Tchilas Hatzihuv, the beginning of yowling, what is the halacha? Sveka Havi Venafik, is such a bird normally disqualified because it's of doubtful status, whether it's considered young or mature, and in this case he's Yossi since he brought both types, ensuring that whichever status it is, one ola was valid, Odimo Beria Havi Venafik. Or perhaps it's disqualified because it's an independent entity, neither young nor mature. And he was not Yotzi in this case because both birds are disqualified. So once again, the cab that picked up the young turtle dove and the old pigeon when they were told they were pasul for carbon, after dropping off a turtle dove with golden feathers and a pigeon that was bleeding from a pulled feather, which were valid, was from Tchilas Hatzihuv cab services and driven by a bird that proudly introduced itself as a beria, not a suffix. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Yod Ches. So the Siman Daf Yod Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yod Ches lo chuppah. So here goes. The rabbi officiating under the chuppah, chuppah, that must be on Daf Yod Ches. The rabbi officiating under the chuppah who banned the caterer Shochet for not showing him his knife, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, I tabcha de lo sar sakina kame chacham. If a Shochet did not show his knife to a chacham to be examined, mishamtinle, we place a ban upon him for his brazen dishonor to the chacham. Rava said, ma'abrinle, we remove him from being allowed to sell meat and announce that his meat is treif. These opinions don't argue. Rav Huna's ruling is where his knife was found to be fine, without nicks, and Rava's stricter penalty applies where the knife was found faulty. So the rabbi officiating under the chuppah who banned the caterer Shochet for not showing him his knife was in for a surprise when the unshochet chassan gave the kala tabas gadola where the shechita was done within the ring. Which reminds us, the Mishnah discusses when one who begins shechita within the prescribed area for shechita and then inclines the knife finishing above that area called a grama. It states, Hashochet mitocha tabas, if one shechs within the ring, meaning the Tavas Gadoa, the great ring, the highest ring of cartilage in the trachea, and left a hairbreadth of it along its entire circumference, the Tanakhama rules the Shechita is valid since he didn't deviate above this ring for any part of the Shechita. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says that a hairbreadth of the Tabas along most of its circumference is sufficient even if the Shechita ended above the Tabas. So the rabbi officiating under the chuppah, who banned the caterer's shochet for not showing him his knife, was in for a surprise when the young shochet chasim gave the kala tabas gadoa, where the shechita was done, within the ring. As one of the 80 kedushin commented that in Mugramis, a slant to cut is valid even past the tabas gadoa, which reminds us, the Gemara records the rulings of several amoraim who validate the shechita beyond the tabas gadoa. They rule like Rabbi Chanina ben Tignus, who testified that Mugramis, a slant to cut is valid even past the tabas gadoa. Daf Yotess, so the Simran Daf Yotess is a yacht. So here goes. When the yacht, that must be Simran Daf Yotess. When the yacht was rocked by a wave, the man checking for dinner was startled, and his knife went one-third beyond the Shechita area, one-third in the Shechita area, and the final third out of the Shechita area, which reminds us, Gemara discusses Higrim Shrish, V'Shachet Shrish, V'Higrim Shrish. If one cut a third of the kana beyond the Shechita area, then cut a third within the correct area, and cut the final third beyond the correct area, Rav Huna quotes Rav saying the animal is kosher, but Rav Yehuda quotes Rav saying it's not kosher. Rav Huna holds Ki Nafke Chiyusa, when the animal's life left it, meaning the moment the majority of the kana was cut, B'shchita kanafka, it left through shchita. Rav Yehuda holds, be'inin ruba b'shchita v'leika, we require most of the kana to be cut with shchita, and that's lacking here. So when the yacht was rocked by a wave, the man shechting for dinner was startled, and his knife went one-third beyond the shchita area, one-third in the shchita area, and the final third out of the shchita area. His partner was shechting the animal with a hole in the kana while yelling, over kochavim, over kochavim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses shechting through a hole in the kana versus shechting until a hole in the kana. So when the yacht was rocked by a wave, the man shechting for dinner was startled, and his knife went one-third beyond the shechita area, one-third in the shechita area, and the final third out of the shechita area. His partner was shechting an animal with a hole in the kana while yelling, over kochavim, over kochavim, while a boy climbed up the flagpole to chase a pigeon to practice malika from the back of the neck, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ashokhet minat stodin, if one shechs from the sides of the neck, the shechita is valid, but malika from the sides of the neck is invalid. If one shechs mino orif, it's invalid, but malika from the orif is valid. The Gemara will explain that this means mumu orif, from that which faces the back of the neck, meaning the nape of its neck. Daf chav, so the simon daf chav is a cafe. So here goes. At the Chicken Roost Cafe, that must be on daf chav. At the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stir the coffee in their malika chicken cups back and forth, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses being molech maybe by malika. So at the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stirred the coffee in their malika chicken cups back and forth, and the popular dish was ikur simanim, the torn pipe chicken special, which reminds us, Rami bar Yecheskel taught a brisa, ein ikur simanim ba'of, the disqualification of torn pipes, meaning simanim which are dislocated before shechita, does not apply to a bird. Rav Ach Breid Rava told Rav Ashi that this is only true according to the opinion that ein shechita la'of min haTorah. There is no requirement of shechita for a bird from the Torah, and it's only required mid the Rabbanan. But according to the opinion that birds require shechita mid the Raisa, the disqualification of dislocated simanim would apply to them as well. Rav Ashi replied that the opposite is more logical. So at the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stirred the coffee in their malika chicken cups back and forth, and the popular dish was the ikur simanim, the torn pipe chicken special, a waiter was called to a table where a customer complained that the chicken dish was nevela, since the animal's neck was broken with most of its flesh on it. Which reminds us, an animal's neck bone which is broken with most of its flesh on it makes the animal immediately a nevela. Daf chafav, so the simon daf chafav is a car, because basoni is pronounced car as ka. So here goes. The Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver, that must be on Daf Chafav, ka. The Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei Bo'ohel, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Nishba Meferekas Mero Basu Ima Matamei Bo'ohel. If a person's neck bone is broken together with most of the flesh on it, it conveys Tuma through oil like a dead body, even if he's still moving. So the Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei Be'ohel, became Tamei anyway when they bumped straight into a sheretz whose head was severed, yet still was moving, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Hutuzu Rashen, if the heads of Shratzim were cut off, Afo Pishim Afarkasin Tamein, even though they're jerking, they are Tamei and considered dead, because they're like a lizard's tail which jerks after being cut off from the lizard's body. Amarim defined what the Mishnah means, that their heads were cut off. So the Kohanim in the emergency room, who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei be'ohel, became Tamei anyway when they bumped straight into a Sheretz whose head was severed, yet still was moving, which was discarded by the surgeons who were practicing their skills by only severing most, but not all, of the simanim of an Olas Ha'ov, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchukas, if the two simanim of an Olas Ha'ov are mostly or completely cut during Malika. This depends on whether the word in the Pasek Kemishpat is comparing Olas Ha'ov to Chatas Behema or Chatas Ha'ov. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff you discuss is Tchilas Hatzihuv, the beginning of the yelling of birds, disqualified as a Safek or as a Beria? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss shechting through a hole in the Kana versus shechting until a hole in the Kana? That's on Daf. Your test. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn about Pagimus and a Sakin and the different ways a knife could be examined? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss shechting with a knife fixed into a wall? That's on Daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is in a case where a plate was put onto a wall so it should be rinsed by the rain and then the rain dripped onto produce? That's on Daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss when Torim and Bnei Yonah become valid? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you learn that Malika is performed from the back of the bird's neck, the opposite of Shechita? That's on Daf. Your test. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss several Amoraim's opinions allowing Shechita beyond the Tabas HaGadolah? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you know that Torim must be mature and Bnei Yonah must be young to be brought as a carbon? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn ain't Iker Simanim Ba'of? The disqualification of torn pipes does not apply to a bird. That's on Daf. Chav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.